Welcome to the Life Like Orange podcast. I'm Ick Broccoli. And today I want to talk about something I've talked about before. And I mentioned how it's a very serious subject to me. And that is driving. There's traffic, there's traffic laws, there's traffic courtesy. There are a lot of elements to be aware of when driving, especially in a city. In a big city, and Los Angeles is one of the biggest, you're gonna have a lot of people all driving at the same time. And I singled out one thing that I've been paying attention to lately, which is the creeping forward in anticipation of the light changing. It's not a huge issue. It's just an example of the evolution of my complaints about driving. It's the point I've gotten to. I'm past, like, the people not using their indicators, their direction indicators, their blinkers, their turn signals, whatever you call them. That used to drive me crazy. Now I'm just so used to it. It could really go either way. It's not surprising to me when people don't use their signals. I still find it especially aggravating if I'm driving and someone's right next to me and they just come over right in front of me without signaling that they're going to. That seems really unsafe. But it doesn't surprise me. And for the most part, I don't hold it against people. What does bug me about turn signals is when somebody is going to turn, let's say we're driving up a boulevard and somebody's going to make a right turn. They don't signal. They just slow way down. And you're like, what the hell are you doing? And then, and these are the same people who don't get over to the right of the lane before they make the turn in order to get out of the way of traffic. You know, I don't think it's inconsiderate or being a jerk as much as they're just oblivious. They just don't realize that there are other cars around. They don't know that they're in people's way. And that's scary because who knows what kind of accidents they're going to cause by just being oblivious. But there are a lot of things that I used to bug me a lot, and I've kind of gotten over it. And as I have said in the past, there are things that I used to do a lot, and I've gotten over it, and now I resent other people for doing it. And I know that when you're younger and you're not thinking as responsibly, you do some dumb shit. You drive way too fast. You don't make complete stops at stop signs or red lights. You just roll through them. And all those things aggravate me now, but they don't really eat at me like certain things do. It's because I've dwelled on them long enough that now I've said what I have to say about it, and now it's time to move on. I'm not obsessive. So I forget where I was going with this. So I try to drive reasonably, responsibly, safely, considerately. And that includes not driving into an intersection if I can't get out the other side. You know, the people, when there's traffic backed up and people just drive right up behind the car on the other end, even though they're still in the intersection. I think that's part oblivious and part selfish. But I've become really aware of that, and so I have eliminated the oblivion in my own perspective of things like blocking intersections or driveways, and I try to make room for people. I try to stay out of the way. I try to stick to a lane when I'm driving. That goes for turns. If I make a left turn, I try to turn into the left lane. I mean, you have to if there's multiple turn lanes. I say you have to, but plenty of people don't. They just take that wide turn from the leftmost turn lane and right out into the right side of the street they turn onto. If there's somebody there, fuck them, I don't care. I'll run them off the road or force them to slow down or whatever. It's insanely dangerous and selfish. So I always try to be really mindful of that and stay in my lane. And like when it comes to driving down the highway, if there's other cars on the road, I used to do the thing that a lot of people still do, which is to go back and forth between the lanes, weaving in and out of traffic, just getting as far ahead as you can. And it's selfish, it's dangerous, and there's really very little benefit to it. I mean, studies have been done that have shown that by weaving in and out of traffic and racing to get ahead of everybody, you might save a couple of seconds on your travel time. I can't tell you the number of times that I've been just driving along at a reasonable rate of speed, maybe even a little fast, and someone goes flying past me and then gets over in front of me and passes the person over to my right and then gets in front of them and back and forth between the lanes. And then I get up to the next stoplight and there they are. I wind up right behind them. I'm like, well, the difference if you hadn't woven in and out of all that traffic is you would have one car in front of you that isn't there now. Like one car difference. And that wouldn't even matter once that light changed and everybody spread out and I would get in a different lane because I would be turning. I'm going somewhere. I'm eventually gonna turn, get off the road, you know? So there's really very little to gain from the selfish, self-important, weaving in and out, trying to get ahead of everybody kind of driving. It is not worth the dangers. Constantly switching lanes like that, you're increasing the chances of running into somebody, especially the way that they do it. They get so close to other people because they're like incensed that these people would be in their way, and they just, it's really dangerous and upsetting. And I know that I'm an old man. I'm definitely getting to be an old man and starting to drive more like an old man, which means slowing down, not being in a rush to get everywhere. And I know that when I was a teenager, when I was in my 20s and 30s even, I was more of that other type of driver. in a big hurry to do everything. And I know that I wasn't thinking of it that way at the time. I was just thinking, this person's in my way. I can get around them by going over there. Or, oh my gosh, on the freeway, somebody's going too slow in front of you in the fast lane, so you go all the way over to the far right lane to get around everyone who is in line with them, just so you can cut all the way back over into the fast lane. That is so rude. That is such an asshole thing to do. I can't even explain. It's insulting to everyone, and it's so self-important. Like, everybody's doing whatever they're doing, and it doesn't matter. It's in my way, and I am going to go to great lengths and endanger lives so that I can have things the way I want them. I'm not going to wait a few seconds until you can get around in a reasonable, rational, safe way. You gotta use all the lanes. Ugh. Just the indecency, inconsiderate behavior of so many drivers. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's a wonder, with all the millions of people out there driving, that accidents aren't more common. I know they happen every day, but I don't see them. I don't see people crashing into each other every time I drive, and that is amazing to me. You got all these people just scooting around on these asphalt arteries throughout the city, and they're just inches above the ground, but flying along just a matter of a few feet away from these other 1 and 2 ton little, I don't know, containers. They're just barely above the ground and rolling on rubber wheels, going 70, 80 miles an hour. It's insane. They're so close to each other, going so fast, and controlled by a human. It's really crazy. I try to picture looking down on it from another level of consciousness and just seeing these little cells running around as if they were blood through veins, and the similarities of our systems of the cities and civilizations compared to the systems of biological entities, and it's just so many parallels. And you'd see all these little things scooting around on the ground. It's like, oh, one thing if it was flying or falling or, you know, floating through a liquid of some kind. But it's a hard little thing on these little tiny wheels scooting along this hard pathway, like virtually right up against other things that are just like them, but speeding in all directions. How are they not crashing into each other constantly? Something else I wanted to talk about, a correction to a previous episode. I was talking about comedians, and Paige Weldon is the name of the woman I was trying to think of. Paige Weldon is funny. I like her. And I had said Wilson, trying to remember what her name was. But it's Weldon and another comedian that I like, who's also an extremely talented violin player. I think it's a violin or a viola. I actually don't know which. Isabel Hagen is her name, and she's very talented. She's funny and she can play like mad. So I just wanted to make that correction and make mention of Isabel, because I think that she deserves to be recognized as well. I've got some other things to get to. Still working on getting some guests, some more guests. If you have any suggestions or ideas, or if you would like to be a guest, feel free to drop me a line. I don't know what sort of contact information is on the podcast website, Podbean, I'm using. But you can email me at IchabodBroccoli@gmail.com. It's IchabodBroccoli. Just like it sounds, Ichabod Broccoli. No spaces or other punctuation. @gmail.com. Go ahead and hit me up with if you've got topics you'd like to hear us talk about, or guests, or if you'd like to be a guest, if you have something you want to promote. I can't make any guarantees about the reach, the exposure that you get, but we'll be happy to discuss your topic or project. So, thanks for slowing for the cone zone, and until next time, Ick out.